There are 9 English phrases that you as an English learner, yes, you, my friend, you must stop saying. These 9 English phrases will hinder you from speaking English fluently. Do you want to know what the phrases are? Well then, I'm Teacher Tiffany. Let's jump right in. Phrase number 1. You must stop saying this English phrase. The phrase is, I'm never going to learn English. I get it. I understand that as you're on this English journey, you are going to have hard days. And I know that English is a challenging language to learn. I've seen thousands of students go through this very situation where they say this to themselves, I'm never going to learn English. I'm just not good enough. I keep trying, but I'm not improving. I'm just never going to learn English. You have to stop saying this to yourself. Why am I telling you to stop saying this? Stop saying this because it's not true. With time and dedication, anyone, listen closely, I am so passionate about this. Anyone can learn English and improve their language skills. I have a gentleman that just joined my academy. He's a part of our family in the Speak English with Tiffany Academy. He is 75 years old. I have another student who's 65 years old. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what your current situation is. You can learn English. So, my friend, the first thing I need you to stop saying is, I'm never going to learn English. Don't say this ever again. Number 2, the second thing I need you to stop saying, to never say, is, my English is so terrible. I have heard students say this over and over again, and I've watched how detrimental it is to them. I've watched the words literally come out of their mouth and their confidence go down with it. Literally having a conversation and they'll say, my English is so terrible. Their shoulders start to drop. Their head starts to go low. They start to look insecure. My English is so, so terrible. Stop saying this. Why? Stop saying this because negative talk can lower your confidence and make it harder to improve. I want you to understand why I'm so passionate. Why I'm so passionate about this specific lesson where I'm teaching you the 9 phrases you must stop saying. Because I have literally watched students come to me, join my academy, join my programs, and they were telling themselves, I'm not good at English. My English is terrible. I'm never going to learn English. Shoulders down, head down, lacking confidence. Then 2 months later, speaking with confidence, shoulders back, head up, and telling new students, hey, never say your English is terrible. Hey, never say you can't do it. Believe in yourself. The same student that I was encouraging, now encouraging another student. Listen, when you stop saying this phrase, your confidence will go up and your English will improve. You are smarter than you realize. I'm talking to you. Yes, the individual, right? Yes, right here with me. You are smarter than you realize. So the moment you stop saying to yourself, my English is bad. My English is terrible. My English is just, it's just not good. The moment you stop saying that is the moment your English will start improving. Because you're telling yourself, wait a minute. I can do better. My English is not bad. Stop telling yourself, stop saying to yourself that your English is terrible. Number 3, the third thing I need you to stop saying right now is, I'll never be able to understand native speakers. I've heard this thousands of times. I'll never be able to understand native speakers. Now, this comes from watching television, watching movies, listening to podcasts, and missing a few words, missing an expression, missing a colloquialism, a slang term, missing the pacing. Let me ask you this question right now. Do you know where I'm from? It's okay, you can answer. Do you know where I'm from? That's right, I'm from America. Do you know what my mother tongue, my first language is? You got it, English. That makes me what? A native speaker. And you are understanding me. Come on, I need you to realize what I'm realizing about you. I see your potential. I know that you can achieve your English goals. You have to believe it. So you have to stop saying to yourself, I'll never be able to understand native speakers. Teacher Tiffany, I am a native speaker and you understand me. So immediately, this statement needs to go out the window. You can understand native speakers. There might be a time when a native speaker says something that you don't catch. There are some things that native speakers say that I'm like, what? And I'm a native speaker. Why? Because we have different accents, different parts of America sound, people sound different. From the South to the North to the West, and it's totally okay. We're human beings. Stop saying to yourself, I'll never be able to understand native speakers. Here's the thing. Stop saying this because with practice and exposure to English speakers, you can improve your comprehension skills. I've been told multiple times in the comment section under my YouTube videos, Tiff, I've been watching your English lessons for months. When I first started watching your lessons, I missed a few things. I could understand the majority of what you were saying, but I didn't understand everything. However, now I understand everything that you say. Why? I didn't change. Teacher Tiffany didn't change. You changed. You started believing that you'd be able to understand what I was saying. You started enjoying the lessons. You started relaxing. You started to encourage yourself and experience this positive English lesson. Hopefully it's positive for you, right? Yeah, we'll smile. So it's all about how you're thinking. So stop saying I'll never be able to understand native speakers. Again, I am passionate when it comes to this topic of negative speaking or discouragement. I'm really passionate about this. And the reason is because many times, and I'll pause real quick. We're going to get to number four. Don't worry. Many times what happens with English learners, you probably included, the hiccup, the barrier, the stop in your journey that you're experiencing has nothing to do with your intelligence. Has nothing to do with the difficulty of English. It has all to do with the way that you're viewing yourself. Listen to me. You're beating yourself up because you're not learning as fast as John or Samantha over there. You're frustrated because you don't think you speak like a native speaker just yet. You don't sound the way you'd like to sound. You make mistakes and you get upset with yourself. It's all about how you're feeling about yourself. If I, and this is one of my main goals, if I can help you feel confident, if I can help you overcome the negative thoughts, overcome the negative feelings, then I have done my job. You are intelligent. You already speak another language, your mother tongue, and you're listening to a woman speak in another language and you're understanding. Believe that you are intelligent. Believe that you are amazing. If I can help you, if I can help anybody find more confidence, be more confident in themselves, I have done my job. I have done my job and I'll be full of overwhelming joy. My goal is to help you be more confident in yourself. Yes, I'm teaching you English, but I've realized my purpose is so much bigger than words on a page. My purpose is to help you believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, and I'll give you tools along the way, teaching you English words, expressions, some tips and tricks, 5 W's. But if I can help you be confident in yourself, listen. You'll transfer that to your children. You'll transfer that to your friends. We affect each other. I want you to believe in yourself. This wasn't even in my notes. This wasn't a part of the lesson. It's just something that I'm so passionate about. I want you to believe in yourself. And in believing in yourself, there are things you have to stop saying. Number four, stop saying, "I'll always make grammar mistakes." Listen closely. No matter who you are, yes, mistakes will be made. But this statement right here, when you say it to yourself, it has a negative effect. Listen very closely. I want you to stop saying this because everyone makes grammar mistakes, even native speakers. Practice and improving your grammar takes time. So this is very different from saying, "Hey, I'm always going to make grammar mistakes. It's okay. Let me just keep working." That's a positive statement. What I'm speaking about is this statement. I'm always going to make grammar mistakes. I mean, I try my hardest and I just always make grammar mistakes. That feels different, doesn't it? That's what I'm talking about. The negative self-talk. I've tried hard and I'm always going to make grammar mistakes. Stop saying that. Stop saying that. Number five, and I want you to be writing these things down so that you'll stop saying them. Number five, why can't I speak English fluently like everyone else? Let me say this. You are not everyone else. You are unique. God made you special. You are one of a kind. With that in mind, you cannot compare yourself to anyone else. For example, I'm an English teacher. I teach English online. There are tons and tons of other English teachers online. Absolutely amazing English teachers. I'm not like them, and they're not like me. We are individually amazing. I'm including all of us, right? Amazing English teachers. We each have our own unique skills. We can help students in our own unique ways. So I'm not comparing myself to any other English teacher. Why? They're awesome. They're amazing. And I think I am too. Why? Because each and every person living on this earth is awesome, is amazing. We just have to realize it. So my friend, my awesome, amazing friend, I need you to realize it does not matter what anyone else around you is doing. It doesn't matter what any other English learner is doing. Stop asking this question. Why can't I speak English fluently like them? Focus on your journey. Why? Everyone learns and improves at their own pace. Don't compare yourself to others. You're not like anyone else. You are uniquely you. You are special. Be patient with yourself and learn at your own pace. You got me? Good. The sixth saying that I want you to stop saying is, "I'll never be able to pronounce English words correctly." Don't say that. Don't say that ever again. I've had so many students who have improved their pronunciation with practice, right? They dug deep, like we talked about in our last lesson, and they improved their pronunciation. Don't think it's impossible. It is possible. Here's the thing. This is important. Stop saying this because with practice and specific exercises, you can improve your pronunciation. There are many English teachers right now on YouTube that will teach you how to improve your pronunciation. One of the teachers I used to recommend my students to all the time, and even now, she's an amazing teacher. Rachel's English. What? Come on now. Excellent. You want to improve your pronunciation. You can improve your pronunciation. I have an app, English with Tiffany app. On the app, Literally, there are tons of lessons to help you improve your pronunciation. It's not impossible. You just have to find the right tips and techniques that work for you. Maybe Rachel's lessons will help you. Maybe my lessons will help you. Maybe another English teacher's lessons will help you. It's not impossible. And you have to remember that as you're on this English journey. Tip number 7, the thing I need you to stop saying. Number 7. English is too difficult for me. You're lying. Listen, that's a lie. That's a lie. Hi. That's a lie. You are more intelligent than you realize. You understand what I'm saying right now. You're understanding the words that are coming out of my mouth. Proof that you're intelligent. Do you need extra time? Possibly. It's your journey. But English is not too difficult for you. Listen to me very closely. Stop saying this. Because every language can be challenging to learn. Korean was not easy. It was a very difficult language to learn, but it wasn't impossible. But with time and practice, you can improve. But you have to believe that. Again, stop saying English is too difficult for me. Number 8, the next phrase I need you to stop saying is, I can't understand English movies or TV shows. Stop saying that. Stop saying, I can't understand. I can't understand what they're saying or what's going on. Why do I want you to stop saying this? With consistent practice, you can improve your listening skills and increase your comprehension of English media. Listen, when I first started studying Korean, I was level 1. I was learning the basics. But every day, in the background, I would play Korean dramas, Korean news programs, Korean cooking shows. I didn't know what they were talking about. I was a beginner. 99% of the show, I was like, don't know that word, don't know that word. But I continued to listen. And over time, I started understanding more. Why? Because with practice, your listening skills and comprehension of the media will improve. It's not impossible. And number 9, the phrase I need you to stop saying to yourself. I'm too old to learn English now. At the beginning of this lesson, I told you about 2 of my students. One is 75, one is 65. Now, there are a ton of other students that are older. But I mentioned these 2 individuals because they're proof. It does not matter how old you are. Your brain's still working. You can still speak, can't you? Then you're never too learn to learn. Ha! You're never too old to learn. Check this out. Stop saying this because age is not a barrier to learning a new language. Like, you 85 now, you done. No, age is not a barrier to learning a new language. Many people learn languages later in life and find great success in doing so. You're never too old to learn. Stop saying this. I am passionate about this topic. Phrases that I want my students in my academy to stop saying. Phrases I want you, my English student here on YouTube or we're listening to the podcast, I want you to stop saying. Why? Because I need you to believe in yourself. Believe you can achieve your English goals. I believe in you. Now I want you to believe in yourself. I'll talk to you next time. You still there? You know what time it is. It's story time. Hey, I said it's story time. All right. So this happened recently. So again, I've had thousands upon thousands of students. Students when I was in Korea, students in my academy, like students everywhere, right? English students, right? I love interacting with my students. I really honestly do. And in one of my programs, Speak English Like a Native, right? Speak English Like a Native. I had a new student join the program. And He wasn't on camera. He had just typed. We were in a live class, our monthly class together with other students. And he had typed in the chat that it was his first time being in a live class with everyone. So whenever someone is new to our family, we call it the family, I like to, you know, take time, one-on-one time with them. Like during the live class, I'll try to bring them on just to have one-on-one interaction with them. There are many students, so it's hard to get everyone. So anyways, so I saw him in the comment section and I said, oh, okay, I want to bring him on so that I can talk to him a bit to learn more about him, right? To welcome him to the family and everything. So again, I'm an individual. I really like to make people feel comfortable. I like them to feel like they're a part of the community, right? And again, I've met students from all over the world, different backgrounds, right? So it doesn't matter what a person has gone through or whatever, I usually can keep a straight face, right? I can, you know, roll with the punches no matter what's happening. If a student needs me to support them when they're crying, I'm there for them, right? Very level-headed and there, right? But this this time, I forgot all of the, like, teacher things you do and don't do. And he popped on the screen. And I immediately responded like I would if I was just regular life. I said, oh my goodness, you look like a teddy bear. I absolutely love it. That was literally my expression. Now, I'm always myself, right? But I'll think things first, feel a student out to get their personality, and then I'll let them know my thoughts, right? That was not the case this time, right? So I didn't know if it was going to offend him, and it was a compliment, right? So he pops on the screen. Sabri, I'm talking about you. Hey, Sabri. So Sabri's a new student in our family. He popped on the screen and had the cutest face. I mean, he looked like a teddy bear. He popped. I said, oh my gosh, you are adorable. He's a grown man, y'all. He wasn't a kid, but his face was so cute, right? But again, I want you to think about this, right? Your English teacher, you walk into a class and their first response is, oh my gosh, you're so cute, right? You get it now, right? It's nothing bad. Like when I had kids, like when I was teaching children, you can just automatically do that. With adults, usually we'll take our time, get to know the person, and then say, you know, you have a really cute face. You're like a teddy bear. Like we'll take time. No. He popped on the screen. I said, oh my gosh, you look like a teddy bear. He was so adorable, right? Grown man, but he had an adorable face. So I said it and I said, oh my goodness, I couldn't even catch myself. Like I normally could catch myself and stop and then comment, but yes. And his personality matched the way he looked. We talked for about 20 or 30 minutes. It was a live conversation during the class and other students were able to watch. Just a sweetheart, a very sweet man. So Sabri, if you're watching this, we're so happy that you joined our family. We're happy that you're a part of us. And yes, you do look like a teddy bear, Sabri. You're cute. So yes, maybe you had an English teacher that responded to you immediately after seeing you and made a comment, gave you a compliment. But just know that, yeah, as your teacher, there are some moments when I'll forget to like take my time and just, okay, let me talk to you first and then give my thoughts. Sometimes you guys just amaze me. You guys just amaze me. And I just want to say things. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this and I'll talk to you in the next lesson.